Dolores Harvey is the definition of a doer. She became the first African-American to work in the engineering department at Bell South and eventually became an engineer. At StoryCorps, she sat down with facilitator Naomi to discuss her attitude of perseverance and the advice she would give to those listening to her story.
Do you feel like you've taken after your parents in any ways?
I've definitely taken after my father in a lot of ways. I have a lot of his traits and gusto-like. I mean, someone with only a fifth grade education at do 47 years with the government and everything, and you know, continue education even if it wasn't formal education, and to survive and be a pusher or goer, you know.
Mm-hmm. How are you a pusher?
I don't usually let anything stop me. And I hate someone to tell me you can't do that, or why would you want to do that or shouldn't? Because I want to experience everything. I try to experience a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when I was in school, a teacher, I wanted to take geometry, and she said, oh, no, you won't need that. You'll be just a mother, housewife at home or whatever, you know. And I fought until she let me take geometry.
Yeah.
You know, the nuns, Irish nuns, you know, you weren't going to be anybody but housewife. And so I ended up working at Bell South, AT&T, and I was in engineering doing drafting.
Oh, wow.
And so I've used geometry all my work life, you know.
Did you know that you wanted to be an engineer when you were in college?
No, I was strictly in business.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen then?
And, you know, I took a lot of law courses and things and stuff, you know, for business purposes, business law and things. But I started at Bell South as a typist.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first Black in the engineering department and started as a typist. And I moved up each 6 months. I was bid up on another job or something. And so I just moved myself ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And got into being an engineering assistant. I'm really not an engineer. I was an engineering assistant.
Yeah.
And then that was one of the blows in my life when they promoted a girl that had no college right out of Vega High School to an engineering assistant and didn't promote me. And that happened several times, and you try to fight it, but nothing was done.
Yeah.
And then finally, someone gave me engineering assistant by saying, yeah, well, you went to that affair we had, and you and your husband, you know, like, what does being at a party or engineer have to do anything with your work or how you can, you know, progress on a job or what you could do, you know? So you always had to prove yourself so hard on each step you made. And so they made me an engineering assistant, and then I was, you know, real happy and pleased.
It sounds like it was more than just circumstance, though, that made you such a fighter and like so strong and to persevere through all of those other people getting promoted. What do you think it is about you that made you like that?
My religion, my beliefs, and not getting angry with people, whatever happens, you know, that there's a plan somewhere or some reason God will get me through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For, I guess, your nieces and nephews and their children and their children and their children listening to this recording, what would you say to them? Maybe what have you learned from your life or from your experiences? What would you want them to know?
Don't ever say you can't do it or don't have the time, because if you say, I wish I had or I should have, you're going to regret it. You know, just do the right thing as long as it's right. Just try anything and everything and be positive. Be positive. Just be strong and be loyal to yourself. And if you're loyal to yourself, you're going to be loyal to everybody else around you. Make yourself brighter, happier, and make them glow and happier.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.